Hello again, good to have you with us for this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. Nigel Ogden here to introduce quite a variety of instruments and players, and heading the list is David Shepherd at the console of his own personal Compton Theatre organ with the Petite March. The Petite March, played by David Shepherd on the theatre organ in his Lincolnshire home. Well, the first of our electronic items this evening is provided by that popular Lancashire duo, Danny Mannix and Alan Barton on Yamaha D85 and drums, with a lovely arrangement of Arthur's theme. Danny Mannix on Yamaha D85 plus synthesizers, Alan Barton on drums, and Arthur's theme. Now, one of the most popular showpieces amongst those electronic organists who could get their fingers round it has always been that tricky little samba, Tico Tico. And here's the version that just about everyone remembers if they're old enough, played on Hammond Electronic, of course, by Miss Ethel Smith. Tico a la Ethel Smith at the Hammond Organ. And from the 1940s, right back up to date with another track from the recently released cassette featuring Andrew Smith, a young gentleman who, as well as being closely involved with electronic organ sales, is rapidly becoming a firm favourite on the concert scene as well. Andy's playing the Technics G7, and amongst other things, putting the excellent piano stop to good effect in this arrangement of Give Me the Simple Life. Thank you. Andy Smith on Technics G7, Give Me the Simple Life. And as you've probably gathered by now, that bit of music means it's personality profile time. And just in case you haven't had a look in the Radio Times, I'm sure you'll be left in no doubt as to which organist falls under the spotlight this week when you hear this famous signature tune. Smiling Through, introducing Dudley Savage at the organ. Not that that was always his signature tune. For many years he used the Floral Dance, a very appropriate choice because it was in the Cornish town of Penzance that Dudley was born, although of course it was in the next-door county of Devon that he really made his name, at the console of the magnificent three-manual eight-rank Compton we've just heard in the ABC Theatre Plymouth. Well, here it is again, as Dudley plays Eleonora. In 1936, the same year that he won the solo organ prize in the Cornish Music Festival, Dudley Savage became very interested in the organs being installed throughout the country by Union Cinemas. And under the guidance of the circuit's musical director, Harold Ramsey, he toured the UK with great success for a couple of years as the Cornish Wonder Boy organist, before being appointed resident at the newly built Royal Theatre in Plymouth, where he appeared for the first time at the Compton, which was to become so familiar to radio listeners. As Dudley had already clocked up a number of broadcasts on the BBC theatre organ, he was asked to appear on the air from Plymouth just 1 week after the opening of the theatre. And even after joining the army in 1940, he continued broadcasting in both India and Africa. Well, Dudley has never forgotten the kindness of Sandy Macpherson, who invited his charming wife Doreen along to the studios in London one day during the war to send a message to her husband serving overseas. Well, let's have a bit more music, this time played on an instrument very similar in specification to the Plymouth one, installed at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Stiff at Mere Farm, Hawley in Suffolk. The tune is that beautiful Michel Legrand composition, I Will Wait For You. Thank you. Dudley returned to the Royal Plymouth immediately after the war, but left ABC in 1947 to concentrate on freelance work for the BBC, and 1 year later was commissioned to do a series of request programmes on the West region called As Prescribed. These were primarily for sick people in hospital or at home, and from the first live programme in June 1948, it was obvious that the idea was going to be a huge success. Dudley had one or two instruments available to him for the series, but he chose to return to the Royal, or as it later became known, the ABC, in Plymouth, as he felt the Compton best suited his style of playing and the type of music requested. Well, it was definitely the right decision, and such was the popularity of As Prescribed that when it was taken off the air in 1968, a petition containing some 40,000 signatures, which was handed into the BBC at Bristol, ensured that it soon returned to the airwaves and was heard throughout the country. Well, a bit more music now, this time recorded by Dudley on the beautiful little two-manual five-rank Wurlitzer from the Regal Cinema Colchester, now installed in the delightful setting of Mr. Jim Crampton's Watermill at Oxnead in Norfolk. Here's Dudley with Secret Love. Although As Prescribed finally came to an end quite a few years ago, Dudley has never been forgotten, and is still one of the most popular artists on the British theatre organ concert circuit. Years of experience have taught him exactly what kind of music his audiences want to hear, and he plays it in an uncomplicated but entertaining way, with the accent very definitely on melody. True musicianship and an endearing personality are, I think, the two main features which have made Dudley such a popular chap with both organ enthusiasts and general public alike. And as we end this week's personality profile, let's say thanks for all your hard work over the years, Dudley, and long may we continue to enjoy your own particular brand of theatre organ music. Thank you. Prelude in classic style from Deadly Savage at the organ of the ABC Theatre in Plymouth. Well, a few multicoloured buttons and bows now, all arranged very neatly on the Elka X30 Electronic by Mr. Brian Rodwell. Brian Rodwell's Buttons and Bows on Elka X30. Brian's signature tune on theatre organ is You Made Me Love You, and here it is now, played by a Brian with an I instead of a Y, Brian Hazelby on Technics U90. Thank you. You Made Me Love You, Brian Hazelby on Technics U90. Well, not a great deal of concert information for you this week. One show tomorrow, the 29th, at 7:30 p.m, when Andrew Nix plays at the 3J's Gomas Hall. And on Sunday the 30th, Cyril Boyes plays the Compton in the Thorngate Hall Gosport at 2:45. And at 3 o'clock, David Shepherd and Michael Wooldridge at the Assembly Hall, Worthing Wurlitzer. And providing a grand finale to this week's show, the stirring sounds of the magnificent Willis organ in Liverpool's Anglican Cathedral. This massive instrument, containing 9,704 pipes, took just over 3 years to build between 1923 and 26, complete with 2 5-manual consoles, one in the choir and a second provided in 1940 in the nave. The nave console was replaced in 1965 by a mobile 2-manual and pedal console, and the whole organ was totally rebuilt by Willis during 1959 and 1960. The cathedral is very live acoustically, as you'll be able to hear from this recording made by one-time organist at the cathedral, Noel Rawsthorne, playing the popular toccata from the Plymouth Suite by Whitlock. The Toccata from the Plymouth Suite by Percy Whitlock, played by Noel Rawsthorne on the Willis Organ of Liverpool Cathedral. And that's it for this week, I'm afraid. Thanks for your company, and hope you'll be with me at 9:30 next Friday. Until then, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care, and bye-bye.